Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
So tell me why you were irritated yesterday a little bit, because this is kind of weird to me.
Yeah, because I'm not sure how I feel about this. So I was at the gas station, and I was going to pay for my stuff, and the guy behind the counter looks at me, and he's just like, "You have a really nice smile.
Okay.
I hope you use it often."
Huh. I hope That's you use it often.
I know.
That's a beautiful compliment.
And I said, huh. I literally giggled at him, and I was like, okay. I did not know how to take it. It took it a minute for my mind to compute because my girl mind was saying, don't you tell me to smile. Like, but I was
so
also,
your crazy mind.
I know. Shut up. I was just, but also I was like, that's a unique way to say it. And it's not like he told me to smile more, like in a
but
weird
he
way.
Did.
He did, but it was also a compliment because he said
Is
I
that
had
bad?
A nice.
Say it again.
Know.
Say how he
I
does
don't
it.
Know.
Here we go. Let's hold on. Roll
okay,
play.
Yeah, yeah.
Here
you
I am.
Role play.
I walk
yeah.
in. I go to the back. I get a cooler.
Yeah, yeah.
In the cooler. I open it up. What are you getting? Tea. You getting yourself a tea?
Nice
got
and
a tea.
Healthy. Okay.
Walking back up to the register. Oh,
yep.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We got a snack aisle here. Let me
oh,
grab that.
Yeah.
Some beef jerky.
Yeah,
so. A couple packages of Twinkies. Okay, now I'm walking
wow.
back up to the register.
You
oh,
really
oh,
are
hold
acting
on.
Like me.
Hold on. I got distracted because there's the hostess stand yeah. here again. Another one. It's on the end. I got to get some ding dong, so I got to grab that. Okay, now I think I'm ready to go. And Oh, wait. Okay. Hold on. Pack of gum. Okay, now I set everything on the counter.
Well,
did you watch her?
And then I was like,
yeah.
smiling. Okay, and
wow.
you're the guy.
You
so
have
here
a
I am.
Really nice smile. I hope you use it a lot. I hope you use it often.
Well, damn it, that's the nicest thing
isn't
I've heard
it,
all day.
Isn't it nice, but also makes you stop in your tracks for a second?
Like, not at all.
Did you just tell
you're
me
nuts.
To smile? Did you just tell me?
One, he said you have a
Wait,
nice smile.
I know he did. That's
Two,
where he,
got
he
said
me.
Continue to smile and
yeah.
brighten people's day
I know.
All day long wherever you go.
And I don't know if I'm offended by it.
And you're like, this guy's a total a-hole right
know.
Here.
I don't know. If because again, and maybe it dates back. Okay, let me rewind a little bit. Because
okay.
when I was waiting tables, when I did that for many years in my life before I had Zoe and everything,
yeah.
and I can't tell you how many times people would say, you should smile more. Like, out of nowhere, completely unsolicited, just people telling you as a waitress, as a server, that you should smile more, that it would help your tips, that it would help. Which, again, I feel like I'm a pretty smiley person.
You are.
I thank you. I am smiling like 95%
it's
of the time.
It's awkward, too.
It's
so much
like,
smiling.
For people to tell me I need to smile more, it always caught
That's
me off
different
guard.
In that environment.
Exactly.
Maybe you're a server. It's the end of the night. You're tired. You've been on your feet all day. Maybe you do got a, you know, RBF going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, maybe I do. But also, I am guilty of that. As much as I smile, I also cannot hide my face when I'm not smiling. And
yeah,
so,
I'm like that,
like,
too.
That's where I was just, I think it just struck me as odd, and I didn't know how to feel in the moment. But the more I talk about it with you guys, I should have just been like, thank you, and I will.
Yeah, you're bringing it up to a couple of dudes.
I know.
I'm like, you're
yeah.
nuts. So,
yeah.
okay, so I would, we got a topic to get into here in a few minutes, but I would be more than happy to get anybody on the line that wants to sound off about this as well. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Okay. So, again, I walked up to the counter, and the guy said, you have a beautiful smile.
Yes.
I hope you use it often.
Was that a diss, or was that a compliment?
I don't know.
303-691-1649, if anyone wants to sound off about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then, like, how many packages of Twinkies did you get?
I know. That's the real story,
that's
right?
That's why you were smiling.
They come in the box at 12, so...
And only 9 made it to the car.
Yeah.
Hi, Danny.
Oh, no!
Hi.
Hi.
What do you think about this compliment?
My opinion on it as a woman is that if they say it to both genders equally, it is okay. But I have not. That has not been my experience. And usually it is men that are saying it to women. And that's where my problem occurs. Because there are millions of men that have beautiful smiles and that should smile all the time. But that's usually not who it gets said to.
It's exactly that's what I've been told a million
point.
Times about my smile. It's
no,
beautiful.
But...
but he gave you a compliment. It
I
doesn't
know he
matter.
Did, but I agree. Danny, you make such a good point. Because if he's going to take that same compliment to the person behind me who has an equally beautiful smile with a diastema and all, if he says it to a guy, then I would completely accept it and as a compliment. But he gets such a good
yes.
point.
It's a
such
weird
a good
planet
point.
We're living on.
It's such a good point.
Danny, very kind of you to call in this morning, and your smile is beautiful. Hi, Marcella.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, what do you think about this
How
weird...
How are you guys?
Well, we're super dupes.
Yeah.
What do you think about
Yay.
This compliment?
Okay, I think you guys are kind of overthinking it.
Not me. Me and Katie?
Yes. She is. And I think it was a compliment. I think you should just take it. And also, I feel like sometimes some women have a hard time to receive a compliment just for what it is. So I think you should just, like, take it. And,
I would agree with that.
And know that you have a beautiful smile. And, yeah.
Sometimes you just don't need to overthink things and be like, wow, this guy really genuinely loved my smile when I smiled at him today.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
there's no, what does that mean behind
that? You definitely
that?
Have some truth in when you said that it's hard to accept a compliment, because I fall in that camp a bit. So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Maybe it just made me feel uneasy. So I was like, no, you have a nice smile.
Shut up. Hey, Marcella.
Maybe you both do.
Yes.
Marcella, you look beautiful today and you have an amazing smile.
Thank you. I have a beautiful smile too.
Oh, yay.
And I will tell you, your voice is very attractive as well.
You do have a beautiful voice. Ooh. Yep, we'll give you that.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking the time to call in today.
Thank you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye. Bye.
Okay. I love this message that Nicole just texted me, my wife. She says, this is like the guy who said to me, here's the guy, hi, how are you? And she goes, good, how are you? And the guy said, the only way I'd be better is if I was you. She said, what the hell does that mean?
What?
That would make me feel weird.
That's like, what you need to overthink.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
That's the one.
The
okay.
only way I'd be better is if I was you.
Knick-knack wins.
Can I wear your skin?
Yeah.